Now Probert. Probert's loose with the right hand.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordy Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the Muser, Bobby Orr's. Hey.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the Biscuit. It's the Biscuit.
Damn it! Their goal regulation size are what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. There's a country we'll stop working on so Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you wanna go?
Yeah, okay.
Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
I made it. 200 fucking episodes. I got the one and only Shane Guilfoyle here with me. How's it going, dude?
It's going well, man. How are you doing? It's great to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Fucking A. When was the last time you were even on? Was it last year after the season?
I think we had plans to do that, and then it never happened.
We didn't even do a recap last year?
I don't think so, man, because the world ended and everybody died.
Well, I mean, the real last season. Didn't we do a Blue Jackets recap? So what? 2009? Fuck, has it been that long?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. It's been a long time. Like, I feel like maybe the last time I was on was in, like, the middle of some season, and we weren't talking about anything like. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look through the catalog. It's been a long time, though. I can promise you.
This has got to be what, your fifth or sixth time on the show.
I don't think I've gotten my jacket yet, but
no, that takes 69 times. But this show doesn't happen without you, Shane. So I want to thank you again for keeping me motivated, you know, through the early years of it, and you know, the help with the technology and everything you've done for the show, man. So it's quite fitting that you're here for number fucking 200, dude.
Oh man, well, you know, you're welcome, and I would not have wanted to do it for there's not a more deserving guy. So I just, you know, I saw that somebody that I felt like needed some help getting off the ground, and you know, I started just a couple months before you did and felt like I had a little bit of something to offer, and you know, believe me, I was glad to do it. No thank yous needed, but you're totally welcome, and I'm glad that you've gotten to this point, because it's, I mean, 200 episodes, it's no joke, man.
No, I mean, you know, you podcast, it's, and I will pat myself on the back. It was not fucking easy, but 200, I'm pretty stoked, man. I'm having a few celebratory Labatt Blues as one would, and it's a big deal, man.
Yeah, I'm having a Guinness in your honor. Well,
cheers, bud.
I don't think I've ever drank on the show with you. I think I was on Alex's podcast. I think during the apocalypse, and we both had a few drinks, and it just, the quality, you can tell, just kind of declines over the 2 hours.
I love that episode. That's one of my favorite ones from that. Is that the fight history one? That was good.
Yeah, that was fun. And speaking of which, I want to have you on my show, like, just as an exclusive, because he and I did kind of like a swap cast thing.
Yes.
And I want to have you exclusively on mine and kind of do the same thing, because I feel like it could just be nothing but
how's your bleep finger? Are you gonna be able to bleep me enough? Because I know yours is more of a cleaner show, and sometimes I can get a little loose.
it's good and ready. It's exercised.
That was the kid at the 411 hockey podcast, one of the few ones I've been asked to do, and before the show started, he wisely was like, "Hey, also, can you not be you?" I was like, "Yeah, that's." was like, nah, that's fine, dude. You asked me. I was like, I can definitely watch it, you know, for an hour. I was like, if you slip, you know, I'm sorry, but.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, you're not an uncontrollable animal, but that's pretty funny. But, you know, that's the beauty of, yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to cause extra work for himself, but right. That's the beauty of editing. You know,
right?
It's not like you're going on the air live, and you know you've got to be on top of it. So you know, like with Alec, you know, he was nice enough to keep it cool. But even if he hadn't, it's not like I couldn't have gone back and edited my side of things. You know, so it's whatever.
There's been a few of your podcast, which if you guys don't know, Shane Guilfoyle is the host of the History Hockey Podcast, where you have bleeped out words, and I always fucking laugh so hard because I think it makes it funnier since there's so few of them, you know, where there's like a weird – you need like a weird duck noise or something, dude.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like the really bad words that South Park can't get away with.
Yeah.
You know, because most stuff they can get away with.
Right.
Because they're South Park. But every now and then, there's a line that even they can't cross, and so they've got to bleep it out. And, yeah, I feel you on that. That's.
Do you remember when we were younger, I think it was where they said shit on TV for the first time?
Yeah,
and they counted like 167. They counted like 167 of them in the episode or something.
Yeah, yeah, and they found some weird loophole in the FCC's rules, and they abused it like 100. You're right, like up in the 160s.
Oh, it was awesome. I'll never forget it, man. I'll never forget it.
Well, so funny.
Now it's coming back, man. They pushed the boundary, and now it's like censorship's going the other way where, you know, where I talk to you about other places where we're going to have to go because I think not only just censoring words, but just freelance podcasters, like being able to say whatever they want. Like, and I'll say even the NHL, I don't think loves it that much that people, you know, even say like Spitting Chicklets can do whatever they want where like Jeremy Rona gets fired or they're going to want to bring this in a little bit. And so I've been looking for alternate places. I always send you the weird like, oh, are you on fucking Dick Spin yet or whatever?
Yeah. It's a crazy time to be alive and just kind of like doing what we're doing. I was telling my wife about the JR thing and what he said about Catherine Tappan, and it's crazy because he was an employee of whatever it was it Sportsnet, I think.
And it was like NBC Sports Nation,
yeah,
or something.
That's what it was. Yeah, NBC. And they, you know, he said some off color things about Catherine Tappan and how attractive she is and all of that stuff, but he did it on a podcast.
Yes.
In no way associated with NBC Sports.
Not at all.
Never would be in a million years associated with NBC Sports. And he got fired for it.
Well, because what it's the, I mean, besides what 31 Thoughts is probably bigger, but Spin Chicklets maybe Spin Chicklets is bigger than 31 Thoughts, I think, even.
Yeah, probably.
Not as reputable, but as far as listens go, I mean, sometimes Spin Chicklets is like number four fucking podcast.
Yeah, and maybe that's their argument. You know, it's you're an employee of us, but you have to represent yourself in a professional manner at all times because you're wherever you go, you are a representative of us.
Right. Well,
you know,
this
and
is
that's probably what, you know, what got him caught up.
Well, and do you think, and this is where I bet some guys have hesitation going on a Spitting Chicklets, because especially in person, because those at the end of the day, RA is nothing. It's it's Paul Bissonnette, Ryan Whitney, two former NHL players, and Jeremy Roenick, an NHL player. So it's three NHL players talking, and I think they get in a groove. They forget there's microphones. Like, I believe that there's a benefit to me being a nobody and out of the game, because there's still, like, if I have somebody on, say, like, Curtis Gabriel, he's going to know that I'm not a hockey player. So he'll still be reserved. And I'm not saying – I'm just throwing a name out, whoever it may be. They're still going to be like, oh, I'm talking to a sports commentator, not just a dude in the room. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think – and maybe this is what you're getting at. When you're in person, I think – and this goes for – I think whoever the person is that you're speaking to, when you're in the room, the comfort level kind of goes up. Your guard is let down a little bit, especially with three dudes, all who used to do the exact same job.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were professional hockey players. There's a brotherhood there and a camaraderie that they can just kind of forget that there's a microphone in the room. And because I'm kicking back with the boys, some off color shit, and they get jammed up for it. So I think it's probably a lot easier for them to slip up in a situation like that, as opposed to, like you said, even talking to someone like you or to someone like me, they're going to be on guard because they don't know who we are. And
I can always tell
kind of a distance between us.
I can always tell a player who I've had on that doesn't listen to the show, because the first time I drop a fucking word that they're not ready for, I can hear their next sentence change. So even that is like it's a comfort. Like, a lot of times I'll interview somebody and I'll wait to see where they are, you know, with their language, like how they roll. And then eventually, like, I'm halfway through the interview, I can't help myself. I have a bad mouth. It's just going to happen. And it'll kind of loosen them up, or they'll be on guard more and the rest of it's going to be a fight. Like, those guys, they know each other. There's them. They probably forgot that they were in the fucking studio. They forgot it so much where they either left it in on purpose because it was controversial, or didn't even think of it, like think twice of it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, let's leave this in because it's edgy. Or yeah, the other option is that they're so used to each other that they wouldn't even think of taking that out because it was nothing more than a comment in just one of a million conversations.
And it goes,
you know, and you think it's the first and only time that they have said something about how attractive Catherine Tappan is? Probably not.
No. And
it's probably like, oh, remember how we were talking the other day and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's probably, they're dudes.
Well, I think, you know? I think that story is even nicer than what he said. I think he did have a threesome with Catherine Tappan and his wife. That's where I go with it. I think he even milded it down for the fucking show. That's what I think. But
oh man,
it goes to show too that they're on air talent and they're not producing and doing the podcast like we have to do, because not only do we produce, release, know the RSS feed, fucking do all the everything that they don't have to do, but we also listen to podcasts. So I think it goes to show where, like, they aren't as attuned to where, like, I listen to a lot of stand-up comedian podcasts, and I've heard the troubles they've had with saying shit and clubs and whatever. So, but I also know that I don't give a shit, and my show isn't, it's not going to be Joe Rogan, so it doesn't matter. I can say whatever I want. Anyhow, that was like the point of it. So I think they fell victims of maybe like ignorance is bliss until it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to comment on something you said about how you kind of have to – you can tell when a player
– oh, you're cutting out.
Or – guest doesn't know by the certain language that they use. Hello?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. So I was saying that I wanted to comment on how you mentioned you can tell when a guest has or has not listened to your show. You had a guy on your show fairly recently, and you asked him a question, and I think you like dropped an F-bomb right in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And there was an audible choke on his end. He was like, oh, it's this kind of show. Okay.
Yes, you
and
can hear
he,
it.
Like, he like loosened up. It was hilarious. It was a silent joke, like right in the middle of this conversation about whatever it was. It was hilarious.
Yeah, most of the time I'll wait knowingly like halfway through, and then I'm like, then I'm just end up talking. I'm just talking to a person, so I go even like I'm not interviewing anymore. I'm just talking, and then dude, there is a few of them where I'm like, oh, dude, I could hear. Or like if I'm zooming them and see them or something like that, I'm like, oh, I saw that. Like I witnessed that guy be like, oh, okay, I can say whatever I want here.
Yeah.
It makes it nicer. Or I've had maybe two or three guys be like, hey, I've listened. Can you not say retard tonight? And I go, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll clean it up for you.
Hey, Shane, do you know what a hairless ape is?
I'm going to guess that it is some sort of bipedal creature without hair.
Well,
am I close?
No, you're retarded because it's more than a t-shirt company. It's a catchphrase. It's a way of looking at the world and a way of seeing failure as an opportunity, seeing hardship and tragedy as lessons, and our small community as our tribe. We hold nothing back. We need to get back to the natural order of things. Everybody here at Hairless Ape, we fight hard, we work harder, and we will not stop until they throw dirt upon us. Hairless Ape is a great company, veteran-owned, veteran-operated. Did you buy your shirt yet, or are you still a communist?
I'm still a communist.
No, it doesn't surprise me. But if you're interested in buying,
I've got my red star up behind my head,
right behind your Biden sign. I know you do. And but if you're interested in not being a communist, head over to hairlessapeinc.com and buy yourself a goddamn shirt, veteran owned, veteran operated, and at checkout. I'll hook you guys up. Use the promo code BISCUIT10. Save yourself 10% off. That's what a hairless ape is, Shane. And
10%?
10%, buddy. That's like – I cover shipping. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You know what else is pretty good? HockeyFights.com. That's HockeyFights.com where you go to watch hockey fights. What else I got? Parker's Platoon. Particularly weird times with these guys. I know you're a big Colorado guy. I know we're all big Scott Parker guys. His nonprofit organization to help wounded veterans, specifically combat veterans. But they're going through a weird time too now. So maybe just reach out to Parker's Platoon online. I think they lost everything in the wildfires in Colorado. And see what's going on. Just drop a line. Tell them you love them. Scott Parker was one of the best to ever do it, and he'd appreciate it, I think.
You know, I hate to get so serious so early. Like, how are they doing? I mean,
from last time I spoke with Francesca, everything's gone. So,
oh my God.
I mean, everyone's alive. They got out, but from what I understand. And I don't mean to speak out of turn. It's all gone.
Oh, man. Because
they had like
those fires are no joke. I mean, I grew up. Go ahead.
Now, are you familiar with Castle Rock, where they're from?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of family in Castle Rock.
All your family okay?
Oh yeah, everybody's fine. I grew up with those fires in my backyard. You know, I could either see the smoke or, you know, I don't think I ever recall seeing flames. But you know, they're never too far off during the, you know, fire season. Thankfully we were never in the situation the Parkers were in.
Is that Western Colorado then?
It's central-ish. It's just, it's such a huge state, that, it's kind of like where I'm from and where my family's from is all kind of central Colorado.
Okay.
But yeah, man, it's, that's just,
well, what's crazy.
Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I wish there was.
Yeah, I know it. And it's like, I'm sure that everything was insured, but it's still like I think even with like him being a professional athlete, there's things he had that you can't ever accomplish again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I don't know if he got his ring out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a fucking Stanley Cup champion. I mean, it could be gone. I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, that's where my head goes. I'm like, fuck, I feel bad.
Yeah, and what, you know, what I think of in that regard is like, you know, let's say he did lose the ring. I think of Muhammad Ali when he lost his gold medal for boxing, and he was, you know, all these people were coming out of the woodwork saying that he deliberately threw it out and did all this stuff, and then he ended up having it replaced.
How did he? You have to refresh my memory. I didn't know he lost his.
Like, that's a really. Yeah, he lost. I don't remember what Olympics it was from, but I think it was in '96 at the Atlanta Games. The Olympic Committee replaced it for him, and there was all of this finger pointing and all of this, like, oh, he was angry and he threw it away and all this stuff. And all of these, at least as I understand the story, all these unsubstantiated.
So what they were saying, whatnot. When he refused to go to war, he threw out his gold medal.
Something like that. I honestly don't remember those details, but you know, he had it replaced and that's great and everything. But then my mind is like, okay, but it's still, that's not the gold medal.
Well, you know? that reminds me of
that's not the one he won. And
right. Well, that reminds me of my wife's grandpa who was awarded a Purple Heart, and something happened transactionally between the time that he was back from Korea and whatever. And he just got it like 5 years ago.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fucking, like, it's crazy. We're like, and he never said anything. And like, I think one of his sons or somebody was going through his paperwork and they're like, Dad, you're a fucking Purple Heart. And he's like, yeah, I know. And they're like, well, you don't have it. He's like, yeah, something happened where they messed up my paperwork or something, or, you know, bureaucracy shit. And they're like, that's not right. And he's like, well, you know, I know I got it. You know, old Korean War military guys, they're not going to make a big stink about something like that where, you know, it's not negative 50 temperatures where they're pissing on their gun in the morning to make sure they don't get killed. Like, it was rather small beans at that point, but they got him his award, man. It was a fucking, a big moment.
Yeah. Good for them for following through on that. Cause that's huge. And you're right. I mean, they're just, he's from that generation that just doesn't, you know, they just buckle down and they go to work. They don't complain.
Different breed, dude. Different breed. My grandpa's now passed, but he, dude, I remember being little, being like, I don't understand. Even in high school, like, he would outwork me, and I was like fucking 15 and virile. I was like, what the fuck is going on? How's this dude? And not complain. Like, that's just what he did.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I have or had he's since moved away. I had a neighbor in his late 70s who, I mean, the dude just never stopped, you know, and I mean, all he did was, you know, he was retired, so he just worked all day. He was great with his hands. If anybody in the neighborhood needed anything fixed, he'd fix it for him. Like, dude just never stops.
Now,
so it's, yeah, man, different breed, like you said.
For sure. Now, we're about to get in to a little bit of the new jerseys that were just released by Adidas, the reverse retro. We had to play a little catch up. I was trying to think of something to do for 200. Whatever. I just need to do the episode. We're doing the jerseys, you know?
Cool.
Now,
I'm in.
You're a big history guy. Obviously, you run the History of Hockey podcast. Let everybody know where they can get that right now before we get into it.
Well, you can check out the historyofhockeypodcast.com. And the show itself is the History of Hockey podcast. And that's on just about any platform that you can think of these days. I managed to get it on Pandora and Amazon and all of the stuff that until recently I didn't even really think of. But it's on all the usual ones, Apple and all of that. So please.
And what series are you in right now? I know you just got done with one of the – I never knew the story, but it's so fucking brutal. That kid was getting beat by his dad, but like made to train like in weird shit. Like that story was fucked up, man.
Patrick O'Sullivan's story is the one that's the one I did over the summer. And I think it was a three parter. And yeah, his story is really brutal. And I read his book when it first came out in 2015, and then I really just read it for the sake of reading it, and then I reread it knowing that I wanted to make an episode about it, and so I've reread it a couple times, and it's every time it's just as brutal.
I'm trying to stay away from it now that I know what's in it. I know I'm going to, but it's like, oh god, like if you guys haven't listened to that series, and it was the one before you're doing now. Are you doing Charlie Gardner now?
I'm doing Charlie Gardner right now, yeah, and I'm almost ready to release the third episode in that series.
And even his story gets kind of fucky.
Yeah, yeah, his story is pretty wacky, man. He goes through a lot in his life, he just a lot of. A lot of tragedy in his story. You know, his dad dies before they can, you know, his brothers and his dad sign up to fight in World War I, and his dad dies before they can even deploy. His one brother comes back healthy. His other brother got gassed, likely at the Battle of Ypres.
Jesus.
And he ends up, he ends up down the road dying from his injuries as a result of the gas attack. And that, you know, I don't really, the effects of gas attacks other than they ain't good. And he just, you know, very slowly got more and more debilitated, and he ends up dying. Our sister is going to get married. And then it goes from this happy occasion where they're going to have a lot of people at the wedding to it becomes just a family affair. And then like episode two ends with Charlie's daughter being born and then dying the same day. Like, this dude did not have an easy life. And it really, it not that he didn't have his happy moments, but it really, from here on, I mean, it doesn't really get better for Charlie.
Oh, can't wait, Shane. You have to do the miracle on ice after this one or something. You have to get a positive. That's two dark ones in a row.
I actually mentioned in the beginning of this this series, the first episode, that after this, I'm going to go away from the NHL for a while, and kind of focus on some other stuff. And I do have some really good material on Miracle, so I might do that. I got a really great book on the history of Scottish ice hockey that I'm picking my way through and making notes on. So I haven't decided exactly what is after Charlie, but it'll be something hopefully less depressing after a,
after a kid
getting beaten his whole life and then a guy losing everything. So
yeah. All right, so I'm going to try to share my screen with you. Can you see this? Can you see that?
Yes. Yeah, we're actually on the same page.
Okay.
Same web page.
So, if you guys don't know, Adidas has released Reverse Retro, which is like they're trying to what? Incorporate some history into...
We love our new home. There's so much space.
Shut up, bitch. Into a new jersey to sell a fourth jersey because this year they're going to lose a lot of money, is what I would assume. I don't. Do you know if these were planned before this whole thing?
I believe that they actually were because I've been hearing about them since probably last February or March. I had a friend who was very plugged in, we'll say, with the Blue Jackets. He's no longer there. I recall him and I discussing the whole line about February or March of last year, right before things really kind of took a turn.
Well, we're both Blue Jackets fans. We should have got a special one regardless just because it's the 20th year. And how fucked is it that, like, this is how the 20th year is going to go?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so – I don't know. It's almost it's almost like, could you expect anything else for the Blue Jackets?
No, Shane, I couldn't, actually. No, I couldn't.
Given their history and – you know, everything that they've gone through and lost.
Well,
and
I
feel like it couldn't.
Let's talk about them for a second here while I got you on the horn. I am loving this roster they're about to roll into this season with, dude. I am digging the fact that there's two goalies is a thing in hockey now. Okay, so we're going to have these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Who, in my opinion, arguably so, are the best tandem in the NHL right now. One, two, they're both – I'd say they're equal. I like Elvis more just because he kind of plays that little more wild, like Patrick Waugh style. Like he'll get a little fucking chippy with you. He'll get out – like he'll win big, lose big. You know what I mean? He's either shutting you out or losing by nine.
That is the truth. Yeah, and that's good. Like he's I like that you said that. He's got a real attitude about him that, I mean, quite frankly, is missing from hockey on the whole.
He's the toughest player on the team.
Oh, dude, I could see him getting in a fight really before anybody other than Nick Foligno.
Yes. Okay. So Nick Foligno is the toughest captain in the league. And then obviously our think about this, Shane. Nick Foligno's our best fighter on our team. And I'm not saying Foligno can't fight, but like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of worrisome.
Anderson used to be, I think, in my opinion, or at least Anderson was the most down to fuck around. But so obviously he's in Montreal now. And Max Domi, when he came into the league, he was tougher than he is. I think last year, I forget who bitched him out, but somebody did really bad in a preseason game, if I'm remembering correctly. But it was like he like came up and thought the guy wasn't going to hit him. The dude just fucking decked him, and it was like, come on, Max, you're better than that. Your dad's – and I know you're not your dad, but your dad is Ty Domi, so let's put some respect on the name a little bit. But I specifically remember the moment I fell in love with Merzlikins. It was World Championships – would have been 2 years ago before he played in Columbus, the season before he played in Columbus, and he was for Slovakia or whoever the fuck he plays for, and somebody crashed him in the crease, and he just tried to fight the fucking guy. And I was like, who is this guy? And they're like, oh, it's Elvis Merzlikins. He's come to Columbus. I was like, fuck yes, bring him on. Let's go. Get Bob out. That was when I was like, all right, get rid of Bob. I'm ready.
Yeah, you know, I remember the first time I saw him, and I was actually I don't even know if I want to tell this story because I feel like I'm gonna sound like a big shot, and I really don't want to. It was a couple years ago as well.
And, I was at Rick Nash's house, and.
I'll tell you when we're done recording. I'll tell you the story.
Big time him. Tell the story. Fuck it.
All right. So I was at dinner with former head coach Todd Richards.
No shit.
And, yeah, I swear to God, may he strike me down if I'm lying. And
well, you work for the FBI. So, you can't lie.
So Elvis Merzlikins walks in, and he's just this little kind of string bean of a dude. I mean, he's like 17 at the time, dude.
Wow.
He is a
– is this his draft year?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He is brand new as it gets. I mean, he is just – he's tiny, he's shy, anyway, and I just remember thinking, like, Elvis Merzlikins. Like, if nothing else, that's a badass name.
Yes.
And I remember just thinking, like, I'm going to keep my eye on this kid. And I love goalies anyway.
Uh-huh.
So you know, that was always easy for me to do because I love goalies and he has a badass name. So yeah, that was the first time I saw him. I was pretty excited about what he could bring.
Yeah, I think when it's all said and done, he'll stay and Korpisalo won't, but I mean it all depend on what happens this year, I suppose.
If it comes down to it, first of all, it's a good problem for the Blue Jackets to have.
First time we've ever had a good problem.
Yeah, really, I mean,
legitimately.
Like, when have we ever had a problem that's actually good? It's either
not one time.
A player doesn't want to stay with the team, somebody shattered their ankle, and they're going to be out for 12 months.
Or we like, fucking...
It's never anything good.
Or we sign guys that don't want to come. That's happened like 3 times.
Yeah. I don't know how many Jeff Carters you can sign, but let's stay away.
Do you remember Nathan Horton, dude? I was so excited for him.
I remember, yes, and he's a real sad story, man.
Because he never played again, did he?
No, dude, he played 38 games with the Blue Jackets,
and
once his back was messed up, man,
that was it.
That was it.
Yeah,
like there was talk about, you know, he can he can get this surgery where he fuses these discs in his back together, and but then he never plays again.
Well, and we got him right after he won a cup in Boston, if I'm remembering correctly, right? So it was like he had such a good year with Boston, and I was like, fuck yeah, we got somebody who can come help out. This is after Nash had left, and then it just fucking
Ohio's. Yeah, it fell apart. It fell apart, and it was – I remember seeing videos of the Boston kind of – front office, that's those are the words I'm looking for. I remember seeing footage of them talking about Nathan Horton and how they're getting ready to re-sign him. And they're like, okay, he's going to slot in here and we're going to pay him this amount of money. And then one of the guys in the front office, it was probably the GM, I don't even really remember, but somebody in the front office goes, guys, that's what we're here to talk about. Like, he just agreed with Columbus.
Ugh.
Like, he's not coming back. And like, everybody's face is like, oh my God. and like, everybody's like, dude, Columbus? but yeah, I mean, it's like, it's such a sad story because he... When he played and he was healthy,
he was great.
Man, was he good.
When he was healthy and played, he was one of the better guys to ever put on that fucking Columbus jersey. Swear to God.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you can argue that 38 games isn't a big sample size, but
no, it's not. But
he did a lot, and he made me a believer in that team that year.
Me too. I bought in. All right. So, before all, because I know I got a fucking high contingency of old Hockey Fight fans and guys that say they don't watch hockey, but they do, we're going to talk about the new Adidas jerseys. Don't pretend that you guys don't like jerseys either. I see your fucking Instagrams where you're trading pictures of fucking Serge Laubert fucking fight jerseys. It's the same kind of nerd shit. It's just new nerd shit. We're having fun. Shane and I are buddies. This is what I wanted to do. So fuck you. Now, Shane, this is going to be it's like high school, man. Now, did you go to like a normal high school where you get like A pluses and C minuses and shit?
What would an abnormal high school be?
Well, they give them like you showed up grades or like, or like,
hey, good job showing up today.
Or like, you know,
we appreciate you having a pulse. You passed.
There's no gender, there's no grades, everybody is yeah.
yes, I went, in that case, I went to a normal high school.
Did you go to college?
I did.
You had to if you worked for the FBI. What am I saying? So we'll do these, and I'm just at NHL.com. So the first one, we're going to go alphabetical order, and the Anaheim Ducks, and they specifically are telling you what year they're pulling this jersey from, right?
Which is so helpful because I have the same site pulled up that you do, and I also have another one for reference that apparently now I'm not even going to need, which is amazing.
Well, what's
so
weird,
anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so the Anaheim Ducks pulling specifically from the 95, which the Wild Wing jersey. Everyone knows the Wild Wing jersey. I didn't know it was their initial third jersey. I guess it's a fan favorite. I don't particularly dig this one from the Ducks because the jersey that Wild Wing's wearing in the sweater is the one I like. And I absolutely hate the font on the back. Shane, I'm going to grade this one first. I'm going to give this one a D. I know people I love this one, but I'm giving it a D.
See, now everything that you don't like about it,
you
like
it. Good. This is good.
It's just for me. this whole line of jerseys, in my mind, is supposed to be.
This is what it's supposed to be about.
Fun. Yes, it's supposed like. Under no circumstances this day and age would you see this jersey grace the ice unless it were a part of some crazy program like this.
Well, and
dude, I feel like they took full advantage of what this program is supposed to be about, and I like it. Everything that is crazy about it is what I love. So I'm gonna give it a
fucking A. I know
B,
it.
I'm gonna give it a B plus.
All right,
just
all right.
So that I don't blow my load early,
right,
and not be able to give something better like an A plus.
And I will say that this is what's exciting for me is like this is what I liked when I was little. So like I watch my 10-year-old now see these jerseys released and like these are fucking cool. I'm like, yeah, it was better then. Like, let's get these jerseys out. Let's fucking let grown men fight. We're on the right track here. So the Coyotes, which this is beautiful. This third 1999 is where they're pulling from mostly. The replacing the green with purple has the Gretzky yacht on there with the fucking cactus and shit. This one's going to sell regardless because Paul Bissonnette can sell a fucking turd to a fucking toilet. You know what I mean? Like he's got what it takes. And this is a fucking beautiful – this is what I'm thinking here. I'm giving an A to this jersey. Dude, I would buy this. And I thought they couldn't beat the Kachina. But this is – it's right behind the Kachina. But this jersey fucking rules.
I am so 100% with you because and for my money, this is better than the original one of this same style.
I agree.
From 99. It's just I honestly, and I think it has everything to do with the purple.
It's
being
the purple, baby.
For the green.
It is. It's
the green
purple.
Being swapped for the purple.
That's exactly it's what just, it is. I don't love the fucking gecko on the shoulder, but that's. Shoulder pads, whatever. It doesn't matter that much. But the jersey is the purple, and I'll come back to it when we get to the Kings because I think the Kings should go with what they're rocking. But there's too many blue teams, too many similar colored teams in the NHL. This purple is going to stand out. This is – you're going to see fucking Austin Matthews win a fucking Stanley Cup in this jersey one day. I can't wait.
Dude, I'm not even a Coyotes fan, and I want to buy this jersey. That's how much fun it is.
I've loved the Coyotes since Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey. Just because I was so little that they said Wayne Gretzky was a part of the team because he was like part of the ownership, you know. I thought he was on the Coyotes when I was little.
Okay,
so
nice.
I was like, well, he's the best, so I guess I'm a Coyotes fan. It was them and Doug Gilmore, the Maple Leafs. Then once I found out I'm a fucking dumbass and Gretzky's done playing hockey and has been, I was like, oh, yeah. So this one.
Right. I totally
agree. Yeah. I knew that the whole time for sure. I'm a fucking elite hockey fan. I've never. The Boston Bruins from Boston, 88-90. This one can go suck a dick. I don't give a shit about this jersey. I think that they should go back to brown and yellow, let the Penguins be the yellow and black team just to kind of get that difference in there. Okay, so I see that Ray – and everyone hates how I say Ray Bourque's last name. And Cam Neely won the cup in this with what, a slight alteration because it's yellow, not white. So what the fuck – their jerseys look the same forever. They're like the Habs. And it's got the old bear on the shoulder. I do dig that, but this one just looks like a Boston third jersey to me. So I give this one a C minus.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I don't think I actually graded the Coyotes, but I give it a solid A.
Yes,
because I love that jersey. But yeah, with the Bruins, it's I'm with you. It's just for what in my mind this program is supposed to be.
This fails.
It's just boring to me.
Well, do you think that some of these, say like the original six teams, are going to be haltered by that because like they have such a fan base where like they will hate something like what the Coyotes did or the Ducks did?
I don't know. Yeah, the Bruins have enough in their past that they could have gone back to and done something really cool.
The Brown. Bring the Brown back.
They could have, yeah, exactly. They could have easily gone back to Brown, and it could have been really, really neat. But, you know, this is just, it's too, I don't know. It's, yes, it's very clean and all of that. And I do, I'm with you. I dig the shoulder patches. But it's just, it kind of, I would expect to see this jersey in a Winter Classic.
Yes, it's fine. It doesn't fit.
It's fine, yeah.
It's not fitting what I want from reverse retro. Let's call it reverse retro. Let's get some weird shit like the Ducks or the Coyotes, whether you like them or not. But this one just looks like you said, a stadium series or something.
Yeah, yeah. And for that, I got to give it I don't know. I'd give it probably a C.
Sabres.
C-plus, maybe.
Yeah, it's that's exactly where I think it falls. This Sabres jersey is back 2000. I think Hasek was still with the team. It used to be the black and red with the crazy buffalo. I do not like this. I love the Sabres. I love Buffalo. I like to vacation in Buffalo, New York. That's how I get down. And this sucks to me, this jersey. Just for time's sake, I'm giving it a D.
Yeah, I think I would give it maybe a C. But what gives it that grade for me is the fact that Royal Blue finally, at long last, is back in their color palette.
Yes, should
like,
be.
If it was that dark navy blue, I would probably just. I would probably buy one just to throw it away. So for me, the colors really kind of save the jersey. But design-wise, you know, I'm not thrilled about it. So I'd probably give it a C minus C.
The next one is the House of the Sweet Sweater. And this, I think, is a shame to the Calgary Flames. I know a lot of people like this one. I don't like it because I think the red jersey they have, and maybe that falls into like where Boston fans are like, well, this is why you can't fuck with our jersey too much, because why break something if it's not or why fix something if it's not broken? Now I will say Jerome McGinley looked good in this kind of sweater, but I don't know, C+ for the 98 Flames with the horse.
Yeah, I mean Jerome McGinley looks good in anything. And
yes, he does. Do you know his name? He's got an Elvis in his name.
No. What?
You don't know his full name?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Type it in right now, Shane. Type in his full – it's like 17 words. I'm not joking.
I believe you. All right. Let's see here. You son of a bitch.
I'm telling you.
Jerome Arthur Lee, Adekunle, Tig Jr., Elvis Aginla. Son of a bitch.
Elvis, I fuck it. Dude, you do the History of Hockey podcast. I'm a fucking drunk talking about fights half the time. But
how do you not go by Elvis Aginla?
Oh, I know, right? But when we did Aginla Rafter special with Fourth Line Voice, and I saw his name, and I went, "Holy fuck!" And I'll never forget it. Like from this point on, you'll never forget it either. It makes no sense. It's awesome.
Wow, that is a heck of a name. I wonder if he has got some First Nations blood in him.
Definitely,
because that's a heck of a name.
Definitely. This next, you gave a C+ to the jersey?
Yeah, I think I'd give the Flaming Horse Head a C, just because Calgary to me is,
I think of Lonnie McDonald, dude, I think of that, the one they're going to wear this year. I don't know, maybe I'm just falling, I don't like it.
See, now, In my opinion, the jerseys that they're going to wear next season and the ones they wore when they relocated from Atlanta, those were the Calgary Flames jerseys. The ones that Lanny wore, the one they had when they won the Cup.
Yes.
Those are Calgary jerseys. everything else that they have come up with has been more in line with what a retro jersey should be, in my opinion. I don't know, man. I feel like they have a rough history of jerseys.
I think they should leave black out completely.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
I don't need it.
Because I think what I look at, if I put my thumb over the horse's head, I don't know if I'm looking at an old Canucks jersey.
I see an old Canucks jersey. That's exactly what I see, is an old Canucks jersey. This next one is the Carolina Hurricanes. This is a fucking F, because fuck you guys for taking the team from Hartford, and then fuck you guys definitely for trying to pretend that you are Hartford, and you guys know you have no business being in Carolina. Fuck the fucking Hurricanes. You're my least favorite team in the fucking league. This is an F. I'd give it an F minus if I can. If I had four arms, I'd give it four arms, thumbs down. I hate this jersey. I hate the Hurricanes. Fuck you.
What do you hate more? Do you hate
I hate that they think they're the fucking Whalers.
Do you hate the jersey more, or do you hate the fact that other people, because I have seen some serious love for this jersey.
Oh, of course. The Whalers rule. Why wouldn't you love it? It's bullshit. It's pure bullshit, Shane. Okay. It's pure 100% yes. Unadulterated bullshit.
I am with you on my wife is looking at the jersey.
She thinks it's bullshit too. And if she doesn't, she's bullshit.
She's laughing as she walks out of the room. I thought, first of all, I'm with you on your feelings about the jersey. I thought it was so weird a couple years ago when they decided to have like throwback night or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They brought out the historic Whalers jerseys.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was like, I read something online. The Hurricanes wearing the Hartford Whalers jerseys is like your ex leaving you for someone new, and then like pretending you're still together or something. It was a lot funnier.
Dude, it'd be like the fucking Browns wearing Ravens throwback jerseys.
There you go. Yeah.
It doesn't work for me, dude. You're not – I don't give a shit. It's like the whole Arizona fucking Winnipeg thing. I don't buy it. The Jets are the Jets. I think that history should be split up. I think it's fucking dumb. I think this is dumb. I think it goes to show you guys are fuckbags in Carolina, because you guys won a cup and you're doing this. You know that your fucking team is useless. And you're going back to the fucking Whalers because everyone loved the Whalers. Obviously, fucking Hartford, Connecticut's a fucking shithole and you can't have a team there, but then you let it die. Let it die. This is bullshit.
So,
I'm real mad about it, Shane.
I can tell. on a related note, would you be in favor of if a team moves – then that history dies.
We'll take
the Thrashers. We'll take the Thrashers. They moved and became the Jets. Should the Thrashers be dead, and then the old Jets history that is now in Phoenix be given to the new Jets?
In that situation, I think.
Cleveland Browns,
Ravens. In that situation,
the Cleveland Browns are the Cleveland Browns.
In that situation, I think you make the Thrashers the Thrashers, and you that's their stats. You send all the old Winnipeg Jets stats back to Winnipeg with the new Winnipeg team. And I know this is like crazy shit, but that's what I would do. I would say the Thrashers were the Thrashers. The Jets, who were the Thrashers, but then the old Jets are now the Coyotes. That goes back. That's what I would do. That's just what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the NBA did with the Hornets and Pelicans.
Yeah,
it's
not hard. It's a fucking click of a mouse.
truly, yeah.
I mean, truly.
And it makes, you know, from a historical standpoint, it makes for really kind of bizarre, interesting conversation.
Well, you don't see fucking the Winnipeg Jets with a fucking Thrashers jersey right now, do you?
Right, or the Flames with a Atlanta Flames jersey, for that matter.
No, so and I would say in Calgary's standpoint, Calgary won a cup. They're Calgary. I'd send the fucking old Atlanta Flames back to the Thrashers and make that one big pile of bullshit fucking stats there. Leave it there. Nobody wants it. What's your grade on the fucking Whalers jersey?
Yeah. Okay. So, because it's a Whalers jersey, I like the logo.
I got you there. I understand cannot, that.
I cannot. The gray, honestly.
Why do it?
Is what throws me.
Because they suck.
And the fact that I'm supposed to look at this jersey.
Ah, Hurricanes.
And think that it's the Hurricanes? Like, I don't. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion is. Like, they should have done a completely Hurricanes-themed jersey, but just think different. Like, they've got enough jerseys in their catalog that they could have done something.
You know what they should do is go back to Hartford and fucking quit being a team in Carolina and stop being the fucking Hurricanes. That's what they should do. And the jersey itself is a fucking B-. The whole thing
I'm going to give it a C. And honestly, it's because of the gray. The gray sucks.
It sucks. Now, since we're talking about Winnipeg, I'm gonna skip on you. I'm gonna go down to Winnipeg. I don't like this jersey either, Shane. They say it's similar to the one they wore in the first season of the NHL. I don't remember this. I don't remember Howard Chuck wearing this as they said they did. I think Winnipeg falls victims to their third jersey being a retro jersey and it being so fucking sweet that, like, what else can you do? This is a C- for me. And I'm just trying to move on because,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, their third jersey is great. And awesome. This to me is just – this one is just kind of – it's just lazy. Yep. I guess I totally get where they're going with it. I understand because the logo is the same as their first season. The shoulder and arm length yokes are similar.
I do like the arm length yokes.
Gray.
No, the gray sucks.
What? Yeah, I don't dig the gray, and I feel colorblind when I look at this jersey.
That's a beautiful way to put it. What do you grade it, my man?
I'm going to give it a D.
D. It's bad. It's bad. Now we're going to work our way up. This Capitals jersey is beautiful. And I think them and Detroit are the only teams to put the C on the other side. But this is incredible. This is an A- for me.
I'm with you, A-. The Screaming Eagle jersey, honestly, it's better than the blue Screaming Eagles.
Definitely.
The one that this is based off of.
Yes.
From the late 90s.
This is when you look at this series, Shane, and you go, this is what this series is about. You fixed an old retro jersey.
Yes.
This is what it's about. Yes. So I might move this up to just a straight up A because – if you're Adidas and you're doing reverse retros, this is what you wanted to do.
Right. This is how you do it. Yeah. So I think I'm with you on giving it a solid A because they just they did it right. It looks fantastic. Like I would want this as a third jersey, a regular third jersey, because I don't care for Winnipeg, Washington's current home and away.
No, they their third jersey should be their home and away.
Yes, their current third jersey should be the home and away.
Yep.
Because that's what they had when they first came into the league. Yep. I love it. It was perfect.
I agree. Like,
why did you fix something that wasn't broken, like you mentioned earlier? And then I would promote this jersey in front of us to a third jersey, and I would leave the set alone because it would be beautiful.
I agree.
I love this jersey.
It's awesome. Vegas Golden Knights up next. It says this jersey is drawn from a 95 women's team. I don't know that team. I wish they would have done something maybe if you're going to pull from an old Vegas team like the Bandits or something like that. But this jersey sucks ass. I don't like it. What do you grade it before I grade it? You probably fucking love it.
Well, I don't love it. It's taken from the Thunder who were in the IHL in I think the early to mid 90s, if I'm not mistaken. I like the waistline of it. I don't care for the red.
Too much red in the NHL, dude.
What's that?
Too much red in the NHL.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. And I'm not crazy about the shoulder logo being on the front. I do like those since the Knights don't really have a jersey history.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to bring this point up later. Since they don't really have a jersey history, I like that they dipped into minor league hockey.
Yes,
I think
that's true.
Really intelligent.
Yeah.
If for me, it's, you know, overall, I'd give it a C minus.
So what, the striping is similar to the old minor league team?
Yes. The kind of up and down waistline is.
Yeah.
Pretty much verbatim from the Las Vegas Thunder.
The logo looks like a shoulder logo. That's my biggest problem with it.
Yeah. It's like I don't know if you remember the like way early in the Atlanta Thrashers days, their road jerseys instead of their primary logo had their primary logo on the shoulder and their shoulder logo as their primary logo. So their homes and road jerseys were always switched. And I just always thought that was super weird. And that's kind of what I'm reminded of here.
Canucks 2001. I don't like these fade jerseys. I love that. I love the Canucks logo itself. The cutting and the piping of the jersey, I dig. I just don't like the WNBA fade. But I don't hate the jersey, and I think this team, I think, is going to be good. So that is affecting me too. I'm going to give it a C plus, B minus, right there on that range.
I think I'm going to give it a B, and it's because I love these colors together.
Yes,
it screams Pacific Northwest to me. I love the late 90s. Piping. I feel like they really hit a home run with it. The gradient, the fade, as you mentioned, that doesn't bother me. And I think it doesn't bother me because we don't really see it. So I think it's pretty cool. Overall, I think I'd give it a B because it's you know, if I were a fan, I would buy this jersey for sure.
Yeah, it's a good jersey. Maple Leafs, I'm going to give you my grade, and then I'm going to run up and piss real quick, and then you do yours. I like that they changed the Leaf when Austin Matthews came there. This looks like a Leafs jersey to me. I like the Leafs jersey already. It's a B to me. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It just looks like a Maple Leafs jersey to me.
Yep, I'm the same way. I honestly hate to say this. I think I have to give it a D for just kind of lack of creativity. I like the old logo, but kind of like you said, and kind of the same way I feel about Boston, it looks like a jersey that they could wear on any given point throughout their history. I would have liked a reverse retro from when they were the St. Patrick's or the Arenas. I think they could have done something really neat with that. I know that they've already kind of done that with other throwback jerseys, but they're still in the collection. You know, it's still a part of their history. I think I would have liked to have seen it go in that direction. But having said all that, it is Toronto, and they love their team. It is going to sell like crazy, and I, you know, I certainly hope it does sell, because, you know, we all need to sell them. They all need to be sold. So, you back? Okay, I'm just gonna move on here.
Where you at?
I was trying to stall without sounding like too much of an idiot. So I finished up about 5 seconds before you walked in.
Okay, so Maple Leafs, you gave it what, a B, B plus?
I gave it a D.
And, oh my God!
The only reason is, yeah, and I know it's and it's not because I hate the jersey. It's just I feel the same about it as I feel about Boston. You know, it's
I gotcha.
Like they didn't do anything that blew me away.
You know, I gotcha.
I feel like this was, you know, as we said, this was the time to do something really different, and they didn't.
Well, rolling with the D, I'll go right to the Tampa Bay logo. I hate this logo. I do not like this jersey. I give this a C minus, borderline D. I know it's what, based off the 2004 Cup team with LeCavier and all those guys. This jersey looks minor league to me.
Okay.
You love it. I know you love this jersey.
I've got some Skittles in my mouth. Sorry.
No, it's good. It's the one that was black, and then but now they're gonna do a blue base. You know, kind of mix the old cup with the new cup. I don't know, this franchise, they haven't really done a lot jersey wise, so maybe this is the best they could come up with, and I just I'm not too blown away by it.
Now I don't hate the jersey, but there was a massively missed opportunity for them that would have fit in so well with the theme of this, this whole project. From 96 to 99, they designed and wore a nature-esque jersey, very similar to the Coyotes' desert scene that the Coyotes ended up bringing back for this project. And it was the waistline was turbulent black waves, and there was a rainstorm, black and gray raindrops on the chest, and streaks of lightning down the sleeves.
I don't remember
this thing, dude. look it up because it is incredible. This thing is straight out of like a late 1980s movie that thinks it's from the future. Like, if a movie were made in 1981 and it were made about what the year 2000 is going to be like, there would be like a biker gang and they would be wearing these jerseys.
Like Mad Max?
Yeah, yeah. And they're hideous to the point that they're fantastic.
I get that.
And this series of jerseys was the moment to bring these back. And I get that they want to, you know, they want to honor their Stanley Cup team from 2004.
Coached by John Tortorella.
That, I say, it. Yes. To that, I say, throw your current third jerseys in the garbage.
Yes.
Set them on fire because yes, they are terrible.
They're terrible.
Bring back the 2004 jerseys as your new third jerseys, and then, you know, have the complete set of the blue, the white, and the black as your third jersey. Everybody's happy. You've got that mix of old and new, blah, blah, blah. And then you can bring back this this rainstorm jersey, and you could have hit a grand slam because they are the most hideously perfect jerseys ever. And they just it's just one of those jerseys, one of those moments that was a missed opportunity. And so for that, I think I give it a C minus.
Yeah, their current third jersey seems like an afterthought.
Yeah. Yeah, their third jerseys, man, they are at least within the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years, man, they have had a rough go.
All right, so St. Louis Blues, San Jose Sharks, Pittsburgh Penguins. I love the Blues jersey. Think it's too much red. I would have even gone and done the fucking musical note jersey if I was the Blues. Still kind of dig this jersey. I'll give that one a B minus. The Sharks jersey, for me, it's hard to ruin a Sharks jersey, dude. And this one kind of it's got the old school shark on there. It's got that gray from like the fucking Jody Shelley days and even the fucking Scott Parker days, man. So this one, like, some of my favorite fighters kind of wore this jersey. So this is an A for me.
God, all right.
Quit saying for me. And the Pittsburgh one, Big Rand didn't even like it.
Whoa.
Big Rand, and he was ready with his wallet open. I'm buying the new reverse retro. Don't even give a shit what it is. It came out, and he goes, never mind, I'm not buying it.
Wow.
The C for the Pittsburgh.
He was the first person I thought of when I saw him. I was like, oh, I bet he's happy.
No, he wasn't.
Wow. Crazy.
Give me a three.
My take is I love St. Louis. I'd give it an A. I love the red. I feel like it's a perfect balance of.
It's a good looking jersey. It really is.
I like it. It really is.
I like that yellow collar.
I do too. And I'm not crazy about when they wore them during the whole Gretzky years, but this one, and I don't know if it's the cut of the jersey or what it is exactly. But I really like this jersey. It's a good balance of everything. So I dig it. The Sharks one, I would give the Blues an A. The Sharks one, I'm a little less keen on. Again, the gray. But I don't hate it. So I think I would give that a C+. The Pittsburgh one is a letdown, and that's because I wanted Robo Penguin more than anything else in the world. With the half-bodied penguin from the from the late 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Jager. When I think of Jager,
I think with the streaks going across the chest. That to me is the biggest missed opportunity of this whole project.
This one, you can read it in the description. This one's trying to sell to fucking rappers, YouTube or SoundCloud rappers. They say Snoop Dogg and Mario Lemieux. That's the description. Mario Lemieux, Snoop Dogg. Like, come on now.
Yeah, because that's what he wear that jersey when he wore it for Gin and Juice, I think.
But he wore the black one, which Snoop Dogg is big for hockey. You can say whatever you want, but he's huge for hockey. He might be the most popular person in the world who likes hockey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he like legitimately likes it too.
Well, yeah, and he thinks he does. He liked hockey. Now when he watches it and they try to get him to like commentate like a shift or two, he's like, oh, damn, man, that dude grabbed that dude. But they don't fight anymore, so he's kind of like, oh, I like this when dudes like Probert used to play the game and there were consequences. It was like the streets. I think it made sense to a dude like Snoop, and the jersey looked fucking cool. You know what I mean? Like, they looked
– yeah.
And there wasn't other black dudes in Long Beach, fucking California, wearing hockey jerseys. So not only did he look cool, he was setting a standard, and they were rapping tough shit about and then repping tough fucking dudes.
Yeah, I mean, because everybody else was, you know, they were in Raiders,
yes,
Los Angeles or Oakland Raiders gear.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they failed. Pittsburgh failed, but I'll tell you this. They're going to win a Stanley Cup before fucking Sidney Crosby leaves.
So don't. Yeah, I would agree with that. I think if I were Pittsburgh, I would have tried to pull off some sort of Robo Penguin powdered blue.
I agree. Mix. Oh, that would have been – see, that's the move. That's what the series is about. That's the move.
Yep.
Flyers, yep. Senators, Rangers – I would love this Flyers jersey if they wear white gloves. I know some people hate white gloves. You can't fuck with the Philly logo. It's one of the best logo in sports. Don't necessarily love the fucking almost lacrosse cut of the sleeve. It's going to be a C-. This Sanders jersey is what it's fucking about, man. This is an A. I fucking love this. I'm also really high on this Senators team coming in, but I really dig this sweater, man. It's simple. It's got the old school logo. You don't have to church it up too much. I don't know the history of it too much about the 92, whoever wore this one, but I like this one. And this Rangers jersey can fuck off forever. Fuck the Statue of Liberty. Fuck the French. This jersey sucks. F.
So Philly, I'm with you. You can't mess with the logo, and Philly has proven that because they've tried, and each time they've tried, it has ended horribly. So I'm glad they left it alone. I had not considered white gloves, but I actually kind of dig that. I think that could bring the whole look together, and as I'm saying that, in fact, I want to see all of this with
white skates,
with the full uniform,
white
with
skates,
the pants, with the socks, and the skates. Yeah, I think that could change my mind on some of these.
Oh my fucking god!
Have another beer.
I just opened one. You fuck. Particularly this Flyers jersey, I think in gear is going to look either way worse or way better. Fuck you, Shane.
what about orange pants?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Yeah. Nice. Have they ever done
socks.
That? Have they ever worn orange pants?
Not that I recall.
And I
recall.
I only thought of the white gloves because I didn't notice that there was so much white on the bottom of the sleeve there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot of white. Lot. Like, that's not – I think this jersey's going to fall flat in equipment because that's going to look bad with black gloves.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're – I think they're – they –
And I'll say this: they didn't put a white guy in the jersey for the promo on purpose because it's too much white.
You think that's a real thing?
I mean, I don't know. I would say probably not. I would say probably not. Whoever's editing this, take that part out.
I think you're editing this.
Fuck. Whoever's listening, edit that part out.
So I
Shane Guilfoyle does not support the views and says Trump 2024.
So I think I would give jersey alone, I'd give it an A.
Hey, drink another one, smoke another one there, bud.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking too much. I'd give it a B.
It's too high, B, Shane. It's too high. It's way too high.
Too high.
That's fine. That's why you're here, because like we're different. We think differently.
Dog and gin and juice. Too high.
Senators.
Senators. I'm gonna give this lower than I want to.
It's a lot of red.
And I'll explain myself. I'm gonna give it a C because I so wanted that the same way that I wanted to see the Penguins do
the O.
The Robo Penguin. I wanted to see the Senators do the O with the barber pole striping,
yeah.
Alternating stripes all the way up.
You're right.
That would have just been.
You're right.
So much fun.
Because if you pick the Senators in fucking NHL, any video game ever, you pick that jersey.
I do. Yes. Yeah. Just because it's so,
awesome.
I don't know. I just love it because it's so it's old. It's so old timey. It's so wacky. And I just love it. It reminds me of the old days.
Well, especially as a Canadian hockey team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go fuck myself. Thanks, Shane.
So yeah, I give that lower than I want to. I'm so glad though that they brought back the old. Logo from the 90s.
Because that's what –
there was no reason they needed to hang on to that front-facing head.
That was terrible.
For as long as they did.
It made no sense.
Absolutely awful.
Because what this is their primary logo now, right?
Yes. Yes. Thank God.
Well, this is where they also lose – that's where they also lose here too, because if that's going to be their primary logo now, then this kind of makes this non-reverse retro where you would bring the O back. You know?
Yeah.
I think there's got to be right. – maybe they had to turn these in before they made those decisions. I don't know how that works, but that's where I think you're right. Maybe I'll give that one a little bit lower because that's – you're going to see this logo a lot under the Brady Tkachuk era of this
and,
you team.
Know, and maybe they had this in mind. Maybe this was planned and it's going to be their third jersey. You know, maybe it's going to get promoted to a third jersey.
Well,
who knows?
I will say they'll be wearing the barber pole before Brady leaves that team.
Oh yeah,
in some way, shape, or form, if it's a third jersey
maybe,
or whatever,
maybe another outdoor.
Yes,
maybe another outdoor game. As for the Rangers, I'm with you. I'm giving it an F,
it sucks
because it looks like a pajama top. It looks like something I would go to sleep in.
It sucks.
It's boring. The logo's fine. It's whatever. But I hate everything else about it.
Well, speaking of hating everything else about it, the Islanders jersey sucks too. That's not. There's no. I know this team doesn't have a lot of choices, and I know people hate the fish guy, but it's like, hey, you bring the fish guy up and you hope for the best with like the Ducks, because this is not even a jersey. Anyone who buys this Islanders jersey, call me, send me your address, I will come fight you. This is a big, big F. This is the worst one on out of the 31 is this Islanders jersey. The Devils, this is fucking what they should be doing. This is great. This is
perfect, man. This is absolutely perfect. Like it says in the description, the mythical Jersey Devils, the red, the fucking green is the Pine Barrens, man, where he's supposed to live. That is a fucking A+. If just don't let PK Subban wear it and ruin it. And this Predators jersey doesn't look like anything to me. This looks like nothing. This is an F as well. So that's an F, A+, F out of these three for me.
For me.
Islanders, I really wanted them to bring back the Fisherman, and I think it would have actually sold really well because it is from an embarrassing time in their history.
The most.
And I think it would have sold really well because people, even if it's ugly, people have kind of an attraction to nostalgia. And, you know, when old things have a chance to become new again, they almost become cool.
Yes.
And when the Islanders were wearing the Fisherman jerseys as practice jerseys a couple seasons ago, they sold really well.
Yes.
And so I think that is a totally missed opportunity.
Biggest fail on the list.
Having said that, I was actually talking with a friend about this today, and we both agree that it's probably – it came down to Lou Lamoriello. He is
– You're probably right.
Old school guy. I hate to say it, but he's a stick in the mud. I mean, the guy can build a hockey team.
Well, does the GM get to decide a fucking jersey?
No. Ultimately, it comes down to the owners. The owners could be like, no, dude, this is our jersey. It's my team, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, if they're hands-off owners and they just want to – if they just want to pay the bills and kind of, you know, be done with it, whatever – the buck can and also keep in mind that he's the president of the team. So yeah. Ultimately, short of the owners, the buck is going to stop with him. And it's the way he's always been. He's a stick in the mud. There is no facial hair allowed on his team. He doesn't like players who wear high numbers.
They have a curfew at 10 o'clock. They also have to wear a mask into the practice facility. They're
honestly, it sucks that they went this route, but it doesn't surprise me.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but having said that, I got to give it a D-.
Yeah, it sucks.
Devils, I love these jerseys.
So good. So good.
They're so much fun. And,
do they wear red buckets with this? Or white buckets?
Dude, if they do, I'm bumping it up to an A+. I'm giving it an A right now, but if they end up wearing red helmets, they get an A+.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You wear a red helmet with that, that's maybe the best jersey out of this.
Well, the original jerseys, they did have red helmets.
That's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
If they have half a brain, they will wear red helmets with it.
That's the move. This Predators jersey sucks.
Predators is
why not do the old garbage. The old mustard saber tooth, dude? People love that jersey.
Yeah, that is just such a crazy jersey.
That one's so bad that people really love it.
Brought it back.
People, it's so bad, it's beloved. It's like the Fisherman.
Right. Right. It's so bad, it's great. I got to give that one a D- again.
Yeah, it was really bad. These next three are maybe the best three combined from the website here. These look awesome to me. The Habs... huge historic history, not a lot of change sweater-wise, But this flip looks beautiful. There's not much they could do. I love it. That's an A minus to me. The fucking wild with this one is, you know, a shout out to the old North Stars. This is an absolute A plus, knocked out of the fucking park. They won't be able to keep this jersey on shelves in Minnesota. No way, no how. Anything involved with this jersey is going to be blown out in Minnesota. And the Kings, I think this is what they should do. I think they should dump the black. They're done. You're not tough. You don't have Wayne Gretzky. LeBron James is out there. You're a purple team now. That's what you are. It's okay. I like this logo with the purple. I think it makes sense. I think this should be a primary jersey for them, if not a fix your third jersey. And
yeah, their third jersey's a pile of garbage.
What is their third jersey?
It's the gray one, isn't it?
Oh yeah, fuck that. This is the Kings to me. Robitaille. This is the fucking Kings. I like this. This is where you rebrand. You go purple yellow again. You keep it city. You know, like Pittsburgh does. We're all yellow black. This is what they should be. I like this a lot. An A for the Kings, in my opinion.
Montreal, I want to say that I really do like it. But I don't want to say it's a missed opportunity. It's not as much of a letdown as, say, the Bruins or the Maple Leafs. But it is something of a letdown. I would have liked to have seen them go maybe in a little different direction. Because they've got some...
Do the Maroons?
They've got some really great jerseys from the 19 teens that I know they brought those kind of back out when they celebrated their 100th anniversary. So maybe they felt like they couldn't really do that. I would have liked to have seen a twist on one of those. But what they have here is fine, and I don't mind it. So for that, I give it a B plus. And I am with you 1,000% on Minnesota's jersey. To me,
I might buy that, Shane.
It's again, it's one of those that I'm not even a fan of the team, and I want to buy it.
I hate the Wild, and that is beautiful.
I'm not even kidding you. That I think this is better than their current jersey.
For sure. If they're allowed, they should change to this. It's the shit.
I genuinely like their current jersey. But this just is a home run.
Yep.
I'm with you that they're not going to be able to keep this thing in stock. If there was ever a waiting list for a jersey, this is going to be on it.
For sure.
So yeah, I got to give it an A plus as a grade. Love the Kings. And it's so funny because they didn't, you know, all they really did, the Wild, they just kind of recolored the logo. They gave a nod to the North Stars with the striping, but it just came together and it's a freaking grand slam.
Knocked it out.
The Kings, I really like the Kings. If they are, you know, determined to stay in Raiders black, so be it.
Don't.
But I'm with you. They shouldn't, but if they're determined to, then fine. At least make this the third jersey that isn't going to go away in two seasons.
The Raiders aren't even there anymore.
Yeah, they're in Vegas. I would not mind seeing this as a full-time, you know, home and away, because they could do, gosh, you know, they could turn it to white and the striping could be purple.
Yes.
They could do a lot with this as a home and away. They could really make this special. And this is a wonderful start. So I got to give that an A. So yeah, those are my grades on those.
Okay. I've got to get moving, so I'm going to do these ones quick, Shane.
Okay.
I hate this Florida jersey besides the logo. I hate the piping, the striping. I hate the Panthers too, so maybe I'm being harder than I want to be on them. But this I don't know. Fuck your whole – they're kind of like the Hurricanes with me. Like, and then I like the logo. The jersey sucks. It's a D. The Oilers, it looks like an Oilers jersey to me. There's no difference to me in my eyes. Maybe what the numbers are orange. So that's a D too. This Red Wings jersey is maybe the worst thing that anyone's ever put out under like a special – you know how like the fight cancer jerseys are a little cheaper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what – this is sad to me. I was talking to my wife. There was a meme where the guy was like, why does ours look like a practice jersey?
I've seen that, yeah.
And she was like, well, can't they do something with the octopus or something? I was like, I mean, you think they could, but it's also Detroit and that classic logo and like – And with this series, it's reverse retro. So, what do you do? Like one of the old Cougars? Like, but then most fans probably don't even know that they weren't the Red Wings at some point. You know what I mean? So it's, but they failed hard. F, big F, big fucking F. That's the worst one.
For me, Panthers love the logo. I actually love the shoulders. I have always loved the Panthers in red. I never ever liked them in blue. It never sat right with me. So this jersey is kind of, I don't know, maybe it's certainly not a home run. Maybe it's a double.
Do gold. Do all gold.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
That, looking at it, that would look good, man.
That actually would look pretty badass, and you could. I mean, it's the Sunshine State, so there you go.
So I'm saying,
you could say it's the Sunshine jersey.
Sunshine jersey.
So it's,
boom.
You know, it's about halfway there for me.
It's
so
okay.
I'd give it a C.
Yeah, I'm there with you. It's a C. I like that logo better than
never gotten rid of that logo because that logo that's
the logo.
Amazing.
That's the logo.
I mean, that's
not
the logo that you and I grew up with.
Right.
And
this new communism one they have now, I don't like it.
Yeah, don't dig it. No. The Oilers is boring. It looks like a jersey they've worn since 1979 and when they came in. So that bores me.
Very boring.
I mean, it's a nice looking jersey. It's clean. It's pretty. Yeah. All that. It's just not creative. So I guess I'd give it a D. The Red Wings... honestly, other than the Rangers, it's tied for last.
It's abysmal.
Terrible. It looks like, again, pajamas. It looks like something I would go to bed in, and
I wouldn't even wear it to sleep in.
Know.
I wouldn't. I'm not even sure I'd take that for free.
Yeah, I don't think you could give that away to some people.
It's really.
Your wife is a Red Wings fan.
It's really, really bad.
And
she didn't even want it.
Whoa. Now, I know a lot of people don't know that they were the Falcons and the Cougars before that, but they could have taken the designs from either one of those and done something cool.
Yeah.
Still using the logo, maybe using the Detroit wordmark. They could have done something more than what they did. I mean, this looks like a book report that you turned in 15 minutes after you finished it.
I'd dig if they did something, and I know maybe not it wouldn't fit this series, but if they did something, and I don't know if the Falcons or the Cougars ever did it, but where say like Pittsburgh where it says Pittsburgh down it, if they ever wore one that said Detroit down it, that would be sick.
They never had it what do you call it, diagonally, but they did have like a red bar across their chest, and in bold letters it said Detroit.
Yes,
and
do that.
They actually brought those back in 93 for like a little bit of a throwback.
Yes, I do remember those.
But – and they also had an arch – the arched word Detroit on it. I mean, there for me there was stuff that they could have done, but they just – they didn't. It's
Steve,
really – it was as lazy as you could get.
Guess what? Stevie Y's got more things on his plate than a fucking jersey.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
The final four here, and I'm going to go Chicago, Colorado, Dallas, and then our beloved Columbus Blue Jackets. The Chicago one, I don't know, man. It's not my favorite. I think the black thing's kind of played out like, yeah, we're all tough, tattooed, fucking bearded, fucking black jerseyed fucks. There's this one too where like they've got like a perfect jersey. It's like the Habs for me. Like you can't, you're not going to fix it. Where teams like this kind of fall flat, but then it's like Boston and Toronto. I give them Boston a harder time. I don't with Chicago for some reason, maybe because Chicago's logo is more unique than a B. I don't know. I don't like this Chicago jersey. I give it a D-. And I'm going to go down to this fucking beautiful fucking Nordiques jersey. This is what this shit's about, man. This is like where you say, you know, bring the Cougars back up or, you know, whomever. Say like the Bandits from Las Vegas. It's called reverse retro. This is a fucking jersey. I can't wear white jerseys because I am a full-blown Labatt abuser. But if I were to, this would be the jersey. This is beautiful. I know you're going to like that one. And the Stars jersey sucks ass. I think maybe them and Minnesota made a deal where like Dallas would stay away from that kind of thing, but there's is an F, and I'll end it with the Blue Jackets when you get there for your grade, and we'll both talk about it.
All right. Yeah, Chicago to me is, again, middle of the road. It's just kind of, like you said, their logo is,
and they also, Shane, they don't have to worry about selling shit because people they sell shit.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, you know, it's gonna sell well. It's just not, I don't know. It doesn't blow me away. It's not. It's fine. If I were a fan of the team, I would get one, and that's kind of it. So, yeah, I give it a C. It's just kind of meh. Dallas is. It's boring.
Garbage.
It's another one that looks like nobody tried.
Pure garbage.
I give it a D. They're just they should have done. It's too white.
If honestly, there was a black jersey to do, they're the fucking team that's been black for forever.
Yeah, and to have a mostly white logo on a white jersey, you're looking at the girl. You can barely tell that that says Dallas Stars. Dallas what now?
It's in gray on a white jersey.
Yeah, it's visually it's not the best choice. So I give that a probably a D-.
So are they wearing that on the road?
I mean, unless they'd have to, unless they make a deal with somebody to bring their home colors into their building.
Well, see, that's fucking weird too. I just thought of that, but like, so that would have to be a deal. Guess what? Dallas hockey fans can't fucking read, so they're showing up and they don't know shit, man. You got Pantera as your fucking goal song. You got to have a black fucking jersey. This is a fail.
Yeah, they could have done a lot with it. It just, you know, there are just a couple jerseys in here that are just way too lazy for my liking.
Hey,
and this is one of them.
I will say the series surprised me and is way better than I thought it was going to be. Because
yes, on the whole, it is way better than I thought it would be. You know, couple stinkers, but on the whole, way better than I thought it would be. And also, I said this at the beginning, and I'll say it again now. This shit is supposed to be for fun.
Yes.
You know, like if your team released a jersey, you're allowed to be mad, I guess. But like, I have seen some genuine vitriol about some stuff, and it's like, really, you're gonna get mad about a jersey that's gonna be worn twice a year? And
right, they'll wear these what, maybe six times, if that.
Yeah, it's. Anyway, yeah, the whole thing is people just get too wrapped up in it.
Dude, my fucking property tax just went up. What the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, and we can talk a little bit about it with the Blue Jackets, cuz I know people are really mad about their jerseys, but
we'll get there. Go.
The Avalanche, I like it. And I see it differently than I see the Hartford / Carolina situation.
I do too.
Honestly, I don't think as many jerseys as Colorado has had in their history, I think Denver would have burned to the ground if they did anything other than a Nordiques jersey.
Oh, really?
Because everybody was anticipating this. And this is what it was supposed to be. And in my mind, they gave the fans what they wanted.
It's awesome.
And I don't honestly think they could have done anything any differently. They could not have chosen another jersey and pulled it off.
And there is something to these Adidas jerseys. These are the best hockey jerseys that have ever been made. I think the way that these jerseys are cut and sewn together in material – I really like what Adidas is doing. I like that thick, bold fucking neck. That thing is remarkable to me. And maybe I'm hypocritical because I said the Hartford, but to me, I feel like Hartford was stolen, and I think like Quebec had to move. But I don't really know that. I don't fucking like the fucking Hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, well, Peter Carmano's. He packed his team up. They almost moved to Columbus. He told his players to start looking for apartments and houses in Columbus because they were going to be the, you know, Columbus Whalers or whatever he planned on calling them.
How did Cleveland not land it?
How did Cleveland not get him?
Yeah, it shocks me that Columbus got it and not Cleveland.
I don't know what his thinking was when he was planning on moving them. I don't know. That's a really good question because they had an arena. Columbus didn't. He was planning on playing out of a converted airplane hangar until an arena could be built. Well, out at the airport,
and then when they were all on the
plane leaving Hartford, he didn't even particularly know where they were going to land or where they were going to play.
Is this a story you've done on the show?
He just kind of was like, eh. I think I've mentioned it, but I do want to go into greater detail at some point. I think I did it maybe in my. My Stanley Cup episodes from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was set on moving to Columbus for a while.
Well, something interesting maybe that we could do is maybe Ohio hockey history, you know, that I think that would be fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm up for it. Whatever.
Because I've never heard that story. That's interesting to me that Hartford almost came to Columbus. And it's interesting to me that Columbus has our professional team and not where it's actually cold in Cleveland.
Well, I think part of that is
pro team.
Nobody in Cleveland ever made a bid, you know, like right. John McConnell, he was,
he
had owned professional teams before. the chill in Columbus was crazy successful.
Yes.
Yep. And they actually put together a bid package and they wanted to put a team here and Cleveland.
Well, rest in peace really to McConnell, man, because that guy, without him, we don't have the team we have. I mean, there's a reason he's stitched into the jerseys. Well, he used to be at least. And, that's going to make me sad. I mean, that's awesome, dude. I'm glad you set me straight there, man. Now these jerseys, Shane, what do you rate your fucking Nordiques jersey?
Oh, you know, I liked the Nordiques even before they moved, to Colorado.
Everyone did
when I was a kid and
shout out to Flat Earth Madia, man.
So
he's
I gotta give him an A.
Yep.
Because they're just, you know, they're great and they're different enough from the original Nordiques that it's a fun, sexy little twist.
Mm-hmm.
The light blue works great with burgundy.
That's my favorite part.
I really do like it. I feel like they did I don't think I would change anything.
No. My favorite part is that light blue sea, dude. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the puck on top of the stick, it all pulls it out together. It draws your eye. It's really, really well done.
You can tell that
they cared.
While we're talking about the Nordiques, Flat Earth Madia, who you play fantasy hockey with me, I got to give a shout to him. I haven't talked to him in forever, but he is always – I think his team's always called something Nordiques. Or is that your hockey fantasy hockey team? But
I don't remember what I call mine. I'm really bad with remembering my names.
But I would like to tell him that there is no outer space and there is a firmament around our fucking planet, and he would agree with me. So that's my Flat Earth Madia minute of the whatever the fuck I used to call it. I'm getting
I remember your Flat Earth moments from like way back in the day.
The MFEMs, dude, the Madia Flat Earth minute.
That's what they were called.
MFEMs, that's what it was. I just remembered.
God, that's so funny. Oh,
dude, man. Think about
I might be the only person who's been listening since day one who still remembers those.
Think about that, Shane, dude, from when this show started to now episode 200, man. Where I was just talking into an iPod to where I've had Stanley Cup champions on here, multiple ones, and like the evolution of this show, man, has been fucking crazy, dude. And it, you know, I didn't want to have like a retrospective at 200, but it's fucking gnarly to think about. Like, I used to do a Flat Earth minute on this hockey podcast, and I'll still do weird shit, but like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, man, you've come, and not that the show originally wasn't great, but like you've come a really long way. And I mean, I remember it was just kind of like,
it was different.
When you started, it was like hockey news.
Yes.
You didn't even really have guests.
No, it was straight up hockey news. Then it was co-host with my brother, and then he wouldn't show up every week. So then I was like, fuck. And then,
that's right. You fired him like 10 times.
At least 10 times. He's fired again. Big Ran, you're fired. And then it was like, well, there's so many hockey news things. I was like, well, I'll just try to. And then I just knocked interviews out one after the other. And I'll pat myself on the back there. There wasn't anybody doing as many hockey interviews as I was at some point there. And then that caught up to me, dude, where it was like, I was getting way too fucking stressed out about getting an episode out every week or bothering these guys and fucking. And then this whole past year, I was like, well, I'm going to do two or three a month. And that's the way she's going to go for a little bit. And I'm not watching hockey right now. Like, it's not being played. I've lost my mojo, and I'm not trying to bother anybody, you know, too much about getting an interview because people got shit going on, you know, but
yeah.
And I'm not trying to get too serious before the end of the show here, but yeah, I mean, it's fucking crazy to sit here and go, holy shit, this is number 200, dude. That's fucking – because what do they say, most end before
– I can't congratulate you enough, man. You've done a hell of a job, and you deserve every good thing that comes your way because I mean, most people, I mean, we've been doing it, you know, roughly the same amount of time, and most people have quit by this point. So,
well, they say most end at like 13 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, they, you know, people get.
You can attest to this.
Like, we're gonna do this and that.
It's all fun and games until you start one.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean yours in particular is so difficult because you do rely on these other people.
Yes.
And you don't want to feel like you're bursting into their lives saying, hey, you know, what about this interview, blah, blah, blah. Like, at least for me, my show's just me in a book.
Right.
You know, I read the book. I pull out, you know, all the information that I need. I write the script, and then I perform, for lack of a better word, I perform that script into my microphone, and that's my episode. I don't need anyone else, you know? And so in a way, your show has been so much more difficult and successful than mine has been because you've put in some serious, serious time and effort and I can't congratulate you enough, man.
Well, thanks, man. I'm glad we could do this number 200 together, man. That means a lot to me. And here it is, man. The last but not the least. This beautiful Columbus Blue Jackets. They say 2000 inspired. I suppose so. I suppose so. I suppose so, right? But this to me, Shane, is a fucking home run, dude. I knew that they were going to go red, right, because of the Buckeyes. I wanted to see the old CBJ. I'm glad they threw in a little bit of the neon green in there. I like the white fucking shoulders. I love what most people hate about this jersey is they put the cannon on the shoulders. Reverse retro. This is Columbus Blue Jackets history wrapped up into a sweater. Laura Jo didn't like the numbers on the back, but I'm like, that's what the numbers looked like. Like, this is,
yeah, that was the font.
That was the fucking, like, this, to me, if you don't like this jersey, you're not a Columbus Blue Jackets fan, and I will say that full heartedly. This is A+, straight out of the fucking gate. I have asked my wife to turn in my Christmas present, Father's Day, and birthday present for next year. I want this with the Griswold 00 on the back, Bartram. I love this jersey, dude. I love it. And this will sell in Columbus because it's red.
Yeah, so this kind of goes back to, you know, all of the people complaining about this program. This is the perfect example of people complaining about this reverse retro project. I cannot tell you how many times I have seen the comment, well, we're not the Red Jackets. Yeah, you're right. The team is not called the Red Jackets.
That's
guess
correct.
What? You're completely missing the point.
Yes, you are.
Completely. These jerseys are not going to be worn a ton. They're for fun. They're for something different.
It's a fourth fucking jersey.
Yeah, like who cares?
For a year.
Yeah, who really cares? I mean, and at this point, we might not even have a hockey season.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
Just be thankful that we have some new content to look at.
You're right.
And something new to buy.
Yep.
You know, and so there, I like the jersey. I'm not as in love with it as you are. I would have liked to have seen. I'm fine with it being red. I love that the stars around the wrists.
Oh, buddy, how sweet were those?
Those are the. I mean, I still have my inaugural season.
Oh, me too.
My Ron Tugnutt. You've seen that one. But dude, that to me is like,
dude, Tugnutt. Tugnutt was my fucking god, dude.
I love that jersey. Like, if my house burns down, I'm saving my kids, my wife, and that jersey.
Tugnutt was my god, man. I fucking always been – I always dug a goalie, dude. That guy, he – I think he was like – did he come over in the expansion draft and was like not super stoked? But he played very well for Columbus, man.
He played really well. I mean, he set some records. I mean, there was a whole – there was a whole campaign. He was so loved that there was a campaign. You know, there were like posters and stuff that said Tugnutt for president. You know,
absolutely.
It was this whole big joke campaign, and he played into it. And like, it was just, you know, it was a really fun time to have him. And so on the whole, I love the jersey. I'm going to buy the jersey the same way I'm going to buy the Nordiques jersey.
I'm buying it. I'm buying it 100%. And maybe,
yeah,
maybe
a 1,000%.
Maybe this lack of hockey has me more excited about the jersey, or maybe I'm feeling nostalgic because it's their 20 year, but I'm buying this jersey 100%.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, the people are like, oh, it looks too much like the old Capitals and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so don't buy it.
Yeah.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it and quit your negative fucking comment shit. Shut the fuck up.
You know, and I'll admit that when it first came out and there were just little teasers of it, I wasn't crazy about it.
But oh, I was rock hard, dude. I was jerking off to those things.
Seeing it on a person, seeing this guy wear it, I'm like, okay, it's on a body and now I get it.
Mm.
You know, you see the full scope of it. It's come together and I really like it. I would change a few things. I would like to see the ribbon, the CBJ or the CB ribbon.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that was in blue.
Yeah.
Maybe they could
flip out that whole thing. Okay. I like
maybe
that.
Maybe figure out something to do with the blue background. Maybe make the what is blue, make that white. And then that way you could make the ribbon blue. I think I might make the stick, I might make that red. Now that takes away the neon green.
You gotta have the neon in there, man.
But see, but I'm gonna satisfy that in a minute. I don't hate the idea of bringing back the Stinger patch.
I don't either.
Jersey.
I don't either. Or maybe neon numbers.
Or shit, neon numbers. I feel like that would be just a fun little addition. But I don't. I also don't dislike what they did.
No.
So
well,
I'm
felt
totally
like
fine with it.
I felt like putting the cannon on the shoulders was like a shout out to like the stadium,
to
Nationwide, to now, to those third jerseys that not even Columbus fans just love, but all hockey fans love our third jersey. It's
everybody loves
it. It's known as one of the best third jerseys in hockey. And I think you have to have that neon green stick in there for a shout out to Stinger and for where we came from, because when I see that neon green, I think of Stinger. And if you don't, you can fucking die to me. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I mean, I'd give it a solid B+, A-. It's hovering right there, man.
In my dreams, somehow next year Brett Gallant gets called up from Cleveland during a game when they wear those, and his shoulders just get covered in red blood when he beats the shit out of some fucking pussy from some other team. That's. I know it's not going to happen, but like that's where I, you know what I mean? That would be fucking sick. Just call up Gallant for one last fucking run, man.
And then his shoulders are so bloody that they don't even have a spare jersey. They just have to send him off the ice.
Yeah, and they go, hey, well, we should just donate to this a biscuit, and then it's hanging in my basement here. And then
No, don't dry clean it. Do not
no,
dry clean
no,
it.
No. Shane, dude, this has been a fucking blast, man. I love you more than anything, dude.
It's been so much fun, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, to both of us, man, cheers, and to bigger and better things.
Cheers to you, and again, man, congratulations on making it to 200. I'm so proud of you and so glad that I could be a part of it, you know. This has been the best one that I've been on for, and they've all been great. So thank you so much.
Great, thank you, man. And before you hang up here, let the people know where you're at, man. Just spread the word.
Yeah, the History of Hockey Podcast is the show. The History of Hockey Podcast.com is the website. At the HOH Pod is Twitter and Instagram.
And you have a Patreon too.
And that's, oh yeah, I have a Patreon too, which is, I think that's at patreon.com/the HOH pod. If you feel like donating to the show, you get some extra goodies. The people who do donate seem to be quite happy with their little goodies.
I want a sticker.
Yeah, check out the show because all the information you need is really there. And I'd rather you check out the show than just spread the word than anything, because that's the important thing.
I want an HOH sticker.
Oh, dude, I have a million of them in my car, just like waiting for someone to ask.
Send
like,
me one.
Can I have a sticker? Yes. Shoot me your address and I'll mail you one.
All right, cool, man. Hey, I love you, Shane, dude. Party on. Tell the kids I said hey. Tell the wife I said hey. And we'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, man. Love you. Bye.
Party on. How many bucks do I give?